Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special from our rich Yechli and Lushin Litzchus. We're going to discuss the Yinav Amiras Tehillim. Rav Shai ben Leah, Yishad Afur Shem Tosh Chalai Yisrael. Ms. Victoria Bastila Ravida. Estil Basara Tzipor, Mata Ben Sarah Haitzu Ben Esther Rivka, Dina Bracha Basester. Adasa Meir Ben Eliza, Rav Yosef Haritzu Ben Chana, Rav Henoch Dov Ben Lipsha, Sheva Sarah Chaya, Bracha Sarah Tzipora. The Yinav Amiras Tehillim, based on the incredible Sefer Nachal Shlomo. The Chambam, in the 11th parak for the Zohar in the 12th halacha, writes, "Halochi shalom makom b'korei pasuk min haTorah, v'chein hakorei latinuk shlo yibas, hamaniach sefer Torah otil malakot b'shvil sheyishan, lo dai lahen sheim b'chlal chaverim menachashim, el sheim b'chlal hakoifrim b'toiro, sheino isin divrei Torah refuas haguf, v'einin ela refuas nefashos, sheneimar b'yu chayim lenafshecha, aval." Abori shakar psukum on Mizmer Tehillim kutei shetagin alav s'chus kriyas minot and mitzorot and nizakin reze muter. A person who whispers an incantation over a wound and then recites a verse from the Torah, or recites a verse over a child so that he will not become scared, or he places a Torah skull or tefillin over a baby so that it will sleep, is considered to be a soothsayer or one who casts spells. We have in this week's parsha that you're now allowed to be a koisim, ksomim, ma'oinein, mechashef, different types of witchcraft. So that's the relationship to this week's parasha. And the pasuk says, Rambam says, not only are they included in the kofrim b'torah, because they're making Torah into refuas haguf, and Torah is refuas hanefashos. Torah is a cure for the soul, and a cure for the body. It's life for your soul. It is, however, permitted for a healthy person to read psukim from the Torah or Pirkei Tehillim, so that the schus of reading them will protect him and save him from difficulties and injuries. So the Rambam says that Habari is allowed to do it, not over a chola. If a healthy person reads psukim from the Torah, Mizmor Tehillim, in order that the schus of the kriya should protect him, he should be saved from problems, he's mutter. So that the Rambam seems to say that a lechola is aser is only when the chola himself is reading Tehillim, as if he's making divrei Torah for his haguf. It's done with lechay shalom makom b'korei pasuk min haTorah, but if somebody else reads Tehillim with schus hachola, it's definitely mutter. And the reason you're not allowed to read over a tinok shalivas, you shouldn't be afraid, because the Mishnah explains, because a katan is very liable to be afraid, and therefore he's like a chole, so it's a bad thing to read the psukim over him. It seems like you're doing witchcraft, like you're using the Torah as magic. Torah forbids, the Torah doesn't like this magical stuff, to say the least. So we see from the Rambam that the mail of kriyas psukim or mizmoirim is safer to heal him. It's because it's a kiyum, it's a talmud Torah, and the schus of the Torah is going to be megin olav sheinotzel mitzoros v'nezakin. So it's mashmi divrei Rambam, that's the whole mile of kriyas tehillim. There's a mitzvah of talmud Torah, and there's no kiyum of the mitzvah of tefillah. It's a mitzvah of talmud Torah. There's no mitzvah of tefillah. Makorot shel Rambam, apparently it's from the medrash tehillim. Perak aleph asher lo halach. Tana the Berei Yeshua ben Korcha Esrim Ashrei Ksiv B'Sefer Tehillim Keneged Esrim Ha. Ahoy Yishe B'Sefer Yishayim Rebbe Tomani Hech Lamanu Rebbe Yoshua Esrim Ashrei Ksiv V'Neom Resrim B'Shtayim V'Lom Keneged B'Shtayim Oysi Ois V'Leim Oy Mer Yul Rots Inim Refi Yas L'Doros V'Yichtu V'Doros Imru V'Yachku V'Yichoyku L'Doros V'Loi Korim V'Korim Yisrael V'Yichoyim V'Not L'Nzchar Leim Kenegoyim Ba'Olos Ad Kan Midivrei HaMedrash. So the Medrash says that there are 20 ashrays in Tehillim, because it says Hoy in Yeshaya 20 times. The Rabbi says, what do you mean 20? There's actually 22 ashrays. And that's connected to 22 letters. And at that it says, the words of my mouth should be the Ratzon. They should be written the Dairis. And they shouldn't read them like they read Sfarim. In other words, Tehillim. They shouldn't read Tehillim. It should be like regular Sfarim. It should be like learning Negam and Olos. David HaMelech is Mevakish that Sefer Tehillim shouldn't be a regular Sefer. But rather it should be included in Kisvei HaKodesh. It should be part of the canon. And the mail, if you read it, it's like being Isaac and Divrei Torah, like Negaim and Olos. Just like Negaim and Olos are Divrei Torah, so too when you read Tehillim, it should also be Divrei Torah. So you see that Divrei Torah, that Tehillim is not Midin Tfila, it's Midin Talmud Torah. And that's what the Rambam is saying here, that the Schus Torah of your Tehillim is going to be what's going to save you. Rambam says it's about a bari. We said even a cholef, it's someone else. V'cheinu b'medrash tehillim t'chilas perak ayin ches maski lo'asaf ha'azina ami t'arasi zel shem ha'akasav yisham yoyim asher amat lefnei Hashem lakecha b'chori v'akar asa kodesh baruch hu b'ritzim Yisrael ala b'shvil ha'toira shlo sishokach mipiem v'cheinu oimer v'yokam edus b'yakov is Torah son b'Yisrael Torah Shnas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sam Shel Chaim Hu Yisrael. V'chein Hu Omer Kilo Si Shokach Mipi Zarei. Shlo Emer Adem Shein HaMizmoras Torah. Ela Torah Him. V'afan Avim Torah. V'chein Asaf Omer Hol V'HaMizmoras Torah. Zini Ami Torasi. V'lo HaMizmoras Bovad Al Af HaChidois. V'HaMishalois Shein Moshlim Torah Him. V'chein Hu Omer Eftecha B'Moshal Pi Abi HaChidois Mini Kedem. Ad Kan Loshen HaMedrash. Same idea. That Tehillim is part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. And you're a Kaim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Torah. Not only is Torah, and the Neviim is also Torah. B'chein Asaf Omer, since the Mizmoris are Torah, Hazina Ami Torasi, in other words, now in Tehillim, is a pasuk in Tehillim. This Tehillim that I'm saying is Torah, so listen to this Torah. Even Mishalim could be Torah. Eftecha b'mashal pi abid achidus min akedim, even the riddles are Torah. If it's a Torah riddle, so Sefer Tehillim is Mechal Kisvei HaKodesh. And this Medrash Tehillim is brought in the parish at Tfilos v'Abrachas of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Birchas, Baruch Shamar. V'af kolam is marim chashuv and kitivrei Torah k'der minar Medrash Tehillim. Ayoim maradim shein mizmorim torahim. V'chein b'mako im acher. V'korim im etehillim v'hoigim notim schar leim k'negoyim ba'olos. It's a din of negoyim in olos, like learning Torah. And that the David HaMelech said, like negoyim in olos, doesn't mean mamshin negoyim in olos. Obviously learning shnayis b'iyun is more Torah than tehillim. You're working hard at your Torah, not just reading. But it should be the same sug. It should be in the same category. It should be Talmud Torah. So it's very schwer what Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in Nefesh HaChayim, that David HaMelech was asking that Kriyas Tehillim should mamish be like Negoyim in Olos. And he should get schar like Negoyim in Olos. And he says Hashem agreed. But we can ask who says that he's asking that it should be schar like Negoyim in Olos. He's just saying it should be the same sug. It should be the same category. It should have a din of Talmud Torah. It should be part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, part of the canon. Remember, we're used to Tehillim being part of the canon. That's only because we're in a world where Tehillim is part of the canon. What about before it was in? I was David HaMelech's bakasha that it should be included. The Chacham decided what's part of Kisvei HaKodesh and what's not. We have to understand the whole word of Tehillim, that it's Kisvei HaKodesh. And why is Tehillim any better than anything else? You can also read Navi. L'schus someone that he should be healthy. The whole vort you see from the Rambam is that it's a din in Talmud Torah, and therefore reading Chumash to save yourself, or reading the schus of the Kriya should save you, reading Tehillim. So what's the special mile of Tehillim? If it's a din in Talmud Torah, then any Torah. Also the Rambam writes in a tshuva in Simen Lamed Dalet, in the new edition of the Rambam's Tshuvas. Aval Amiris Mei Brachas O Azmiris Bechipazin Amiris Vezechet Gomer Mishenem Oiche Chazanam Akach Uchoyte Ki Kol Avoides Eilu Sheb Amiris Einam Atar Bem Lizboinim Beitz Miros Melchabin Estata Atzas Oimim Vieda Ki Yamadon Kol Oilu Medabir Mem Beng Shem Mavakish Men Omoidu Lom Shabcho Mataris Maisa Vachasodah Mataris Mifloisa Vore Vichholte Eilu Em Anoisim Hashanam Akol Mechol Brachim Min Abrachas Azmiris Apsuki Dezimra Merach Shakol Udibu Rito Yisal Heich Mutu Lamar Lasiach Das Masha Oimim It's a scary Rambam. Rambam says over here that saying brachas and saying tehillim and saying psuki de zimra, if you do it fast, it's a sin. We don't usually look at it as a sin to say it fast. We look at it as a big mitzvah. You're saying psuki de zimra. Baruch Hashem, a lot of people skip it. The Rambam says to say it fast is a sin. Because the word is not to say the words. The word is to pray to Hashem, to praise Him, to think about it, to appreciate Hashem. And there's some people, they don't even know what they're saying. So he says, that's like a parrot, just repeating what people say. It's garnished. So you see that Amiras has Miras, Amiras Tehillim is Dibra Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like tefillah. Not midin Torah, it's midin tefillah. Not like the Rambam. So we find in a number of places that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by reading Kriya Shema. Yevamos 99b, Rabbi Yochanan Shem Rashbi, even if you read Kriya Shema Shachris and Arvis, you're mekayim lo yomush, Nedorim 8a, that if you want you can pat yourself with Kriya Shema Shachris and Arvis midin Talmud Torah. Kriya Shema is a din Talmud Torah. So it would appear the Das HaRambami Shein HaPerish Shem Emele Yesh B'Zegam Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's not pshat that you read Shema and Emele you're also Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Pshat is that that's included in the Etzem Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Included in the Etzem Mitzvah Kriya Shema is Talmud Torah. The Gedder is in the Minyan HaMitzvah Mitzvah Beis So we learn Mrs. Talmud Torah, we learn Mrs. Kriya Shema. And maybe what this means is that Mrs. Kriya Shema is to learn Parshas Shema that has Yichud Hashem. And the learning should be both in Shalom and Amanas Lassus. That you're going to be Mekayim Yichud Hashem Aydeh Kavanah Lahamin Bi Yichud Hashem. And not that it says in Menachos and Nedarim that you're Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah B'Kriya Shema. Doesn't mean that Memele you're also Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Rabbi Iker Mitzvah Kriya Shema is that you should learn Torah both in Shalom Aydeh Libud Zeh Yekayim Emunas HaYichud. And that's the Tzura Samanas HaYichud. You should be Mekayim Aydeh Rei Torah. The Maila Be'etzem Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's also a ma'il b'mitzvahs ha'amadas ha'yichud. L'ilmod amanas lasos. You're learning in order to do. That's Mrs. Kriya Shema. And this was explained in the Sefer Einayim L'mishpat. A goyim Rav Yitzchak Arieli, who was a mashgiach in Yeshivas Merkaz HaRav, is a Talmud of Chavrusa of Rav Kook. He used to learn every day with Rav Kook. Rana Rav Zatzal. That's his yisod of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And it's not pshat that it's merely a Derech Agav, you're also Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah, like we see in the Gemara, but that's Guf for the Mitzvah of Shema. The Mitzvah of Shema is reading this Parsha as Talmud Torah. Reading this Parsha as Yichud Hashem. That's the way you're Mekayim Yichud Hashem. Not just by believing, by reading the Parsha and believing in it. Ayin Shem B'Sefer Einayim L'Mishpat Brachas Yodom Beis. That Kriyas Tehillim is a key mitzvah Talmud Torah. And Sefer Tehillim are Shiras v'Tishbachus u'Bakoshas Sharei Loimar Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Akoyrei Tehillim Arei Miyad B'Kriyas Uz Mekayim this inyan of praising Hashem. And it's a mile in the mitzvah Talmud Torah. that immediately with the learning Torah, together with the learning Torah, part and parts of your learning Torah is praising Hashem. And that's together lilmud amenas lasas b'shas halimud. In other words, we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, you learn a halacha of Hilchas Kashrus. So afterwards, you're makayim the halacha. But here, the etzem learning is doing, because Tehillim is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is amenas lasas. What's the amenas las of this Talmud Torah? To praise Hashem. So when you're saying Tehillim, you're praising Hashem. So that's the amenas lasas. It's Torah. But it's in order to do. What's the doing? The praising of Hashem. That's the mavukash of this Torah. This Torah is telling you praise Hashem. So as you're saying the Torah, toch kedei, you're also praising Hashem. You're doing lo meid almanas lasas, but lo meid toch kedei kach giroise, just like with Kriya Shema. As you're reading Shema, you're makayim, that's part and parcel of the Kiyah. Talmud Torah, Yichud Hashem. So that's a tremendous mile in the bakashas. With the bakasha, you're also being makayim mitzvah Talmud Torah. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Mem Zayin, Siv Ches, he has a suffix, if it's enough to read Kriya Shema Samach Lebrichas HaTorah Miyad Lo Yehafseg. Is that considered Shana Al Aser? When you say the Baruch of Avarab, Rav HaSolam, you have to learn immediately afterwards, and then it counts as Talmud Torah. It counts as Brichas Torah. What about Shema? Does Shema work for that? Yesh l'stapi yusabi Kriya Shema. Is Kriya Shema enough? Not Pashit. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. In Simon Menvav, Sif Tess, he brings two shittas. Is it mutter to say psukim derech tachnunim before Birchas HaTorah? Ayin Shem Ramad, Mishnah Berurah, Simon Menav, Sif Kanyid writes, there's a machlekes. If you're allowed to say psukim de zimra before Birchas HaTorah, Bachari is talking about the machlekes in Simon Menvav, whether you're allowed to say tachnunim before Birchas HaTorah. So based on what we saw in the Rambam, it would appear that Kriya Shema and psukim derech tachnunim and Psuke de Zimra, Mamish Divrei Torah, Linyan Brechas Torah. Because that's like the highest kiyum of Divrei Torah. That's Mamish Almanas Lasas. May the Kriya Shema counts as Torah. Tachanunim counts as Torah. You can't say Tachanunim before Brechas Torah. It's Mamish Torah. It's asking Hashem for things. It's praising Hashem. Toch Kedei Limud. That's why the Rambam says this is special Maila. Aval abori shekora psukim or mizmor tilim kadei shetogin alav schus kriyasim yinosam mitzaras v'nizakam reizem muter. It's a healthy person reads Torah. He reads mizmor tilim. That's a special Maila of Tehillim. It's a kiyum of Torah amanas lasas. In order that he should have the agon of the schus kriya, and he should be saved from tzaras and yisur mitzaras muter. But again, the kavana is the schus of the kriya, but not that it's magic. And now we see the special milo of Tehillim. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we were zoche. It's a beautiful shtickel. How much lumdus is there about saying Tehillim? Here you have it. Okay, Mori Rabbeisai, so much more to talk about. So please stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.